Is it okay to be a social smoker? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kate Golick, assistant professor of clinical nursing at The Ohio State University, examines whether being a part-time smoker is just as dangerous as lighting up regularly.
There is a popularly held belief that social vices, as long as they're performed in moderation, won't do us any real harm. When it comes to tobacco use, this is most definitely not the case. New research has shown that moderate or social smoking places someone on the same pathway towards serious health problems as the person smoking a pack or more per day. We conducted a study of nearly 40,000 people over 4 years to learn if the cardiovascular screenings of those who identified themselves as social smokers and those who said they only smoked an occasional cigarette at a party or in a club were the same. Our findings were stunning. Comparing regular smokers versus social users, there was virtually no difference in the risk of experiencing hypertension or high cholesterol, two of the critical precursors to heart disease. We already knew that persistent smokers were putting their well-being at serious risk, but now it's clear that simply opening a pack of cigarettes to socialize with friends means entering the very same on-ramp towards serious, life-shortening health problems. This has ramifications for all healthcare providers as well. In a medical exam, most social users don't identify themselves as smokers, and thus significant health concerns can go undiagnosed. Physicians, nurse practitioners, and nurses should start to ask their patients if they use tobacco in social settings, and anti-smoking advocates should broaden their messaging to reach the occasional user. One in every 10 Americans, millions of people, are social smokers. Up to now, they've believed they were protected from harm by their self-imposed moderation. This, we now know from research, is a dangerous fallacy that must be corrected.
That was Kate Golick of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.